We are Milwaukee's classic rock and roll radio station, 96.5 WKLH Milwaukee. Elton John right there. Take me to the pilot. It is 6 o'clock in the morning. You got Dave and Carol and KB and Marcus and Brandon on the Thursday edition of the Morning KLH on this 1-5-12. Coming up about 7 or 8 minutes from now, we'll have all those KLH clips for you. Right now, it is time for a news update. With all the latest on this Thursday morning, KLH, here's Carol.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Carol Kane, WKLH News. News in part provided by WYSN 12.
All right, thank you, Carol. 6:02, we'll take a break on the other side. We have your KLH clips. Don't you dare go away.
The TV.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Right now, you're listening to Dave and Carol on KLH.
When they're off,
we'll start a huge 96-minute marathon of commercial-free classic rock on KLH.
Gather around the fire and let this clip make you feel right at home.
Green Bay Packers.
What did you miss last night? Find out now on KLH Clips with Dave and Carol on the Morning KLH.
Let's count down some clips.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to count down some clips. Good morning, Dave and Carol and KB. This is the Morning KLH. Thank you for tuning in to the Morning KLH. Time now for KLH Clips. Audio bites you may have missed. This segment is brought to you by American. You find everything Apple at American. Yesterday, the cast of Celebrity Apprentice was announced. And here's Cheryl Teagues. She is one of the new Celebrity Apprentice Donald Trump stars from the TV show Extra. Cheryl Teagues.
I always accepted. I mean, it's scary.
Lisa Lampanelli and Adam Carolla are on the show as well. And this is also from the TV show Extra, where they talk about being on Trump's program.
We're all freaking
assassins.
Definitely. Definitely.
There's some really strong egos. It should be a really good, I think it's going to be a good run.
It's going to be good, and they better have their pulse on the delete button, because Lisa Lampanelli's going to, F-bombs will be flying.
Well, you know, remember we kind of had an inkling as to who was making it and who wasn't, because they were shooting this all around New York City, and people were taking shots with their, you know, they were taking their iPhones out and taking pictures and whatever.
Right.
All right, there's a TV show called I Get That a Lot, where they have these celebrities actually playing the part of like a regular person with a regular job.
But they're themselves.
Yeah, and people say, hey.
Hey, you look like
so-and-so. Yeah, so Ty Pennington was working in a hardware store, so the guy comes in and is like, man, you look like that guy from Extreme Makeover.
What are you saying on that guy?
He's trying to say she's between a small and a medium. She's between an S and an M.
Okay.
Pam Anderson's like, S and M, you're in the wrong department, mister.
But some of the voices are an absolute giveaway.
Well, Ty Pennington, there's no...
Sure.
Right. Yeah, there's no covering that up.
Okay, let's go to Modern Family. Last night, ABC, Manny's father wants to take him to the horse track. Manny's father, played by Benjamin Bratt, he's phenomenal in the role.
So, Manny, tomorrow...
I think we'll all remember where we were every time we heard that.
Wow. I had no idea that he was recycling the same speech over and over again. That's why Stephen Colbert is so good. And we're going to close with Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart, this is from The Daily Show last night on Comedy Central.
After 6 hours of mostly...
By the way, I got crushed.
There you go. That's your KLH clips. Sound bites. Audio bites brought to you by American Furniture, Electronics, and Appliances. Remember, you find everything Apple at American. Time now for our first traffic check of this Thursday morning, brought to you by Acunet Mortgage, ACCUNET.com. Look for the big blue button. No social security number is required. Acunet.com. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys. Already, I got a vehicle in the ditch, and I'm Brandon, KLH Workforce Traffic.
Here's the latest WeatherWatch 12 forecast on KLH. It's going to be sunny and 44 for today, and then partly sunny for tomorrow. 28 right now, and I'm Carol Kane.
All right, coming up next, we're going to run through the weird stories from the web, including muskrat love.
Department of Health and Human Services.
You think that was weird? Check this out.
Don't you think it's weird? Weird and weird. Don't you think it's weird?
It is time for Weirdness from the Web. What's going on? It's 6:20 a.m. I'm Dave, along with Carol and KB. And the Weirdness from the Web segment is being brought to you this morning by our friends at Steinhoffel. So just lay back, kick back in your Steinhoffel's mattress, and we will all get weird together. By the way, as I always say, is kind of a warning, if you will. Some of these stories are not meant for sensitive ears, and today we have a couple of those stories. Okay?
All right.
So you've been warned.
Okay.
We're going to start with a Roman Catholic bishop who resigned yesterday in the Los Angeles Archdiocese after revealing that he has a secret family, including two teenage children.
Well, that was that Florida guy,
yeah,
too.
This guy's name is Gabino Zavala, a 60-year-old assistant bishop of the L.A. Archdiocese. He informed his direct superior, L.A. Archbishop Jose Gomez, in early December that he was the father of two children who live with their mom in another state. Priests are, of course, supposed to remain celibate in the Catholic Church. The Vatican said yesterday that Pope Benedict has accepted his resignation. This was the latest scandal for the troubled diocese, which paid $660 million in a settlement in 07 for cases of sexual abuse going as far back as the 1940s. Last night, Conan talked about it in his monologue, and he said what gave it away was the most recent Take Your Daughter to Work Day. So, you know.
Geez, come on, just let them get geez, married. What the heck? Why?
All right, next
slip
up.
You know, you think you're doing, you know, you don't think things through.